As we move from medicine to mathematics, we should suspect, just from our discussion of Mesopotamian culture, that a good knowledge of mathematics was necessary in all periods. We've seen a lot of records that record rations that were distributed, and so both the royal and the temple bureaucracy would need to have scribes who were familiar with accounting. Scribes also had to learn what specific system of weights and measurements was in effect at the time, and kings would often standardize weights and measurements to their own liking when they came to the throne. Even if a standard system of weights and measures was in effect during a particular period, a scribe would have to know what weights and measures were in use in other cultures, in Elam, for example, or from Syria. So traders would also have to know how to keep good, clear accounts of the goods that they traded, and scribes would record what was coming in or out of the area that they were working in. In addition to simple accounting, tablets record multiplication tables, division, reciprocals, and extracting square roots. More complex problems usually involved algebra rather than geometry, and we have a number of word problems as well. These problems focused on specific cases, issues that had to be worked out, and they were not interested in establishing a general formulation or a proof for a mathematical concept. For example, a common mathematical problem would be figuring out how much dirt had to be moved when a canal was enlarged or a new canal was constructed. Sometimes the method of reckoning the answer is provided, and in those instances, we can understand that an experienced mathematician was writing out the word problem. But more often, the number was provided, the solution was given, and in those instances, it seems as if a scribe was taking dictation or using a practice tablet in order to learn this particular sign. So just like medicine, mathematics suffers from the fact that we don't have evidence all the time from practicing mathematicians, but instead scribes who needed to expand their knowledge so they could earn work in a palace. With this interest in mathematics, it's a little surprising to learn that there wasn't a lot of focus on divining whether the answer was exactly right or approximate. And I kind of like that about Babylonian math. You know, if you're moving a lot of dirt, you move lots of dirt, and a few extra shovelfuls here and there don't make much difference. Other mathematical concepts, such as the properties of the triangle, the circle, and rectangle, were known and recognized by mathematicians. But again, there wasn't much interest in discovering the more complex properties of surface and volume of these figures. So that ties into this idea of guesstimation. This answer is close enough. Mesopotamian math used the sexagesimal system. The meaning of a number depends on its position relative to other numbers. For example, the number 5 means something much different if there's a zero after it, 50, or two zeros after it, 500. Babylonian math was the only ancient mathematical system that developed this type of sexagesimal system that we use today. Another aspect of Babylonian math was that it was based on units of 60. So the basic fundamental number was 60, and you might expect that considering how the penalties in the laws are focused on a mina or a shekel, and there are 60 shekels in a mina. So the standard weight was also based on units of 60. The concept of zero was not developed until the 8th century BC, and this missing link caused a lot of problems for Babylonian mathematicians.